Greetings, you're listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 35-1944, Westminster, Colorado, 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John 1 verse 42 and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. The Bible states, Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S. C like in Charles, E like in Erna, P like in Paul, H as in Hunt, A as in Alpha, and S as in Sam. The reason I bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following: Matrix is something like a mold or a womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix, the something that is inside the matrix. The listeners to this program who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and, seemingly like a messiah, attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, intolerance, and climate change. Most believers are pro-Israel. Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently, Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam? In spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 15, and what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believeth in an infidel? In one of the last books of the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him, summarized.
We know that if we are faithful to our calling, that through us and through other means, God will be able to pluck brands from the burning that were foremost in the cause of Satan at the end of time. And one of these brands was a man by Lecuntha, a Chilean Jesuit. This is Lambeth Palace in London, and there's a library there that's set up for priests and prelates. Jim and I, through, I believe, a miracle of God, were allowed to go in there and study, and there were priests and nuns around us. We asked the librarian to find us these two books, plus a book by John Darby. These books about the coming of Christ were written by a Chilean Jesuit, Lecuntha, finding his way in the 18th century to the Bible. He studied it. Probably as a man entranced, he began to understand the nearness of Jesus' coming. And so he began to write. He went through all of the doctrines of that time on the coming of Christ and proved them all false. And when he did present his view of the coming of Christ, you know what he presented? He presented the truth that Jesus Christ was soon coming to take his saints from this earth, that he would take them up with him into the heavens, and there they would reign with Christ for 1,000 years. After this period of time, when all are destroyed on this earth, he would come back with them after the millennium, and he would judge all the wicked, raising them from hell and from the dead. Of course, he didn't fully understand the immortality of the soul and some of our doctrines, but brethren, the publication of these books in the 1820s and 30s led to the great revival in England and the looking forward to Jesus' coming. I believe that these men, many of them, and others that are involved in movements that they believe is right, can be won if our people will wake up and do the work God has called them to do. There are safety measures in the Bible to avoid their influence on us and on our churches. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 8, we read, "But though we, who are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be cursed or damned." Verse 9, "As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed or damned." If we followed the Bible, we would not allow heresy in our ranks. And a great suffering would be saved for many of the people of God. In 2 John, verse 9, we read, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine," what is it? The everlasting gospel, the three angels' messages that were delivered to the Adventist people. "Receive him not into your house, not into your place of worship, and neither bid him Godspeed, or you'll be a partaker of his evil deeds." How many men, how many times have we allowed ourselves to be subjective to reasoning that has destroyed the Adventist faith? Jesus now is a high priest in the heavenly sanctuary in the most holy place. There he waits to finish his work in you and in I. Christ is the one that holds his angels in his hands. That's a symbol of all his people that are faithful to him, giving his message. He holds them there. They're in his hand, and no one can take them out. Christ the sacrifice is beside each one of us today through the ministration of our high priest. As he ministers his Holy Spirit to us, the death of Christ becomes our death. The world is sacrificed unto us, and we unto the world. And Christ's eternal life is given to us. We can stand in this world as conquerors over self and live without sin, brethren. The power is there for us. Christ is pictured in Revelation chapter 3 in the Laodicean message as knocking at the door of your heart. Brethren, Jesus longs for you to open up the faculties of your soul. Lay aside the thoughts and the concepts of this world and let Jesus take all of your thought. Behold him. And the Bible promises that you'll be transformed into the same image. Christ today is calling for his children. He's going to bring them into a powerful movement. And if we're faithful to that calling, there is no power in this world that can stand against us. Every obstacle will be broken in our path, and God's glorious message will go to the world. Brethren, the Lord is going to work in simple ways. He can take anybody and speak through him, just as he can talk to a stone, or as he talked to a donkey at the time of Balaam. Brethren, if he can talk through a donkey, he can talk through you. And you know the message that he has to give? He wants you to speak for him and invite the people in this world home. He wants you to tell them to prepare to meet their God who's coming soon. Brethren, we haven't any idea of the glories of that heavenly home. We can't imagine it. But the Holy Spirit wants us to know that God has prepared things above our greatest imagination. And there is nothing in this world that should keep you from receiving that prize. Not all the power of the Jesuits or the Catholic Church or the great communist movement. None of these things should keep you from Him. Not the worldliness, not the money, not family, not structure, not church, not anything. Just Jesus. And He can bring you in. And He can seal you for eternity.
In closing, if you are wondering who the people were who spoke out about the Jesuits on this program, they were Seventh-day Adventists, who did the most superb job of researching the Jesuits and presenting their research. Like most seemingly Christian religions, the Seventh-day Adventists have their differences with the Bible as well. Cephas Ministry is not in agreement with the Seventh-day Adventist doctrine. In fact, to show what is going on today in their movement, like all the rest, they're falling away into the ecumenical apostasy in which, in spite of all the research their members have done. Matthew 24, verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. 1 Peter 1:19 through 25. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word by which the gospel is preached unto you. I'm sorry to say, but this will be my last broadcast. If you would like to stay connected to us, subscribe to our monthly private ad-free newsletter at www.go-cephas.com. We offer DVDs and CDs if you have a computer. It's available at www.cephas-library.com. May God bless your lives and lead you to live with Him eternally. Shalom, Rita Williams.